Earlier this month, a Long Island, New York man of Ecuadorian descent was beaten to death by a group of teenagers simply because he was Latino. In the wake of that and some other incidents that have occurred recently, a host of civil rights groups today addressed what they said was the growing amount of hate crimes in the U.S., particularly against Latinos, who they say have become a target due to the vitriolic rhetoric against illegal immigrants by both public officials and members of the news media. Janet Murguia is the president and CEO of the National Council of La Raza.
The hysterical tone of many of the media pundits and the harsh policies and rhetoric pushed by some policymakers on the local level have created a toxic environment which is promoting violence against immigrants and immigrant communities. It's deeply disturbing to see this surge of hate crimes and incidents at a time when we should be celebrating the coming together of our country in the wake of this historic election.
Karen Narasaki is with the Asian American Justice Center. She called on all policymakers and members of the media to hold themselves more accountable when it comes to what she calls the scapegoating of immigrants.
Just this month, a South Asian American couple in New Jersey found a burned cross in their front lawn. The cross was wrapped in a banner which read, "President Obama, Victory 08. And last month in Colorado, a young Asian American man was punched in the face repeatedly as his attacker reportedly hurled racial slurs and asked, "Do you think you're an American?" Incidents like this are not new for Asian American community. Unfortunately, they're becoming more prevalent for all communities.
Narasaki and the other advocates called on Congress to pass the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act, which would allow in part for the Justice Department to provide assistance to local law enforcement communities for the investigation of hate crimes. That bill has actually been passed in the House, but has never gotten through the Judiciary Committee in the U.S. Senate. Wade Henderson is the president and CEO of the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights. He mentioned some high-profile racial incidents that occurred right before the election of Barack Obama.
Effigies hung in Maine, injunctions to go back to Africa scrawled on walls in California, and a disturbing scene of white youngsters in Idaho chanting, "Assassinate Obama." Now, these crimes, especially those directed at African Americans, represent what I believe is the underside of the positive Obama effect.
Peter Zamora is regional counsel with MALDEF, the Mexican American Legal Defense Fund. He says the country, or at least aspects of it, have a problem with hate.
The 2007 FBI hate crime statistic report shows a nearly 40% rise in hate crimes against Latinos over the last 4 years. Last year, over 61% of the victims of hate crimes motivated by ethnicity or national origin were committed against Hispanics. And these figures are incomplete because hate crimes against Latinos often go unreported.
Michael Lieberman is legal counsel with the Anti-Defamation League.
It is no accident that, as some voices in the immigration debate have demonized immigrants as, quote, invaders who poison our communities with disease and criminality, haters have taken matters into their own hands. ADL has documented a growing atmosphere of bigotry and xenophobia and a disturbing increase in the number of violent assaults against Hispanics, legal and undocumented immigrants, and those perceived to be immigrants.
Mark Muriel was the president of the National Urban League. He said that although there may be a backlash by some against the election of the country's first black president, he said he hopes there's a backlash to that backlash.
What the perpetrators of hate can't stand is light, transparency, and heat. The heat of the truth, the heat of the facts, the heat of goodwill.